We hear about cancer risks all the time. Smoking, of course, terrible diets, alcohol, vices, and of course, your family history. But what if a big part of getting cancer was just chance, random genetic mistakes, or mutations gone wrong? In a new article published in the journal Science, Christian Tomasetti and Bert Vogelstein of Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine argue that random mutations may account for two-thirds of the risk for many cancer types. Their work was widely covered in the media, with most of the headlines reading along the lines of, "Cancer is just bad luck."
New research suggests the majority of adult cancer cases are caused by bad luck.
A new study on dozens of different cancers linking just a fraction of them to bad genes or unhealthy lifestyles, with scientists concluding that most of them are simply the result of bad luck. Laura Engel has more.
There's nothing you can do about this, right? I mean, this is random.
No. It's time to show you some of this morning's headlines. The Wall Street Journal says the risk for most types of cancer can be blamed on bad luck, not genetics or lifestyle.
So what does all of this mean for our healthy cancer prevention habits? Joining us now is a man who has made living healthy his career, physician and former Philadelphia Health Commissioner Don Schwartz. He's now with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Don, thank you so much for being here.
Pleasure to be here.
What did you think of the article? What was your first reaction reading it?
Well, I was in a funny way surprised that I was consulted, because I read an article about this first in the New York Times, which suggested that this is going to revolutionize in some way how we think about prevention of cancer. And having read the article, I have to say not much really changes. And for the average American, hopefully virtually nothing changes. This is an article that looked at what proportion of 31 particular cancers could be said to be caused by environmental or genetic factors, rather than the cancer happening what's called spontaneously, which means just a fluke of nature in a sense, or as they say, random chance. And I think in medicine and healthcare, we've known forever that a substantial number of people who get cancer have cancer because as cells have divided, an accident has occurred. What we don't understand about that process is cells divide every day. And why certain cell divisions become ones that lead to cancer and others don't, we don't understand. But what the article also says is that in another number of cancers, the environment and heredity make a big difference. And in fact, through statistical processes, they're able to say which cancers should have large environmental effects. And the good news is they're the ones that we have now for years said to people have environmental and hereditary effects.
Such as
lung cancer and smoking. So there we have, I think, a really good model for how an environmental factor, that is smoking, can be changed and can make a big difference to people's risk of lung cancer. Another is basal cell cancer of the skin, which we know and have known is related to sun exposure. So I don't think this article changes the recommendations that anybody's doctor is going to give to them, and it shouldn't change behavior in this country.
The reason we wanted to talk to you is because you're somebody who has dedicated their whole career to changing habits, to introducing healthy habits. And when you read the headlines, it says cancer is just bum luck. Or to many people, that's going to be the takeaway point. So what about that?
Well, I think there's a sad point that even in scientific journals, there's a piece of marketing. And it's to the journal's benefit to get people to read articles. And this is not a bad article. In fact, it's an important article in pointing out that we need to be vigilant in terms of screening, because for a number of types of cancer, we likely are never going to have good prevention, at least under our current thinking about prevention. But it also reinforces that for a lot of cancers, and a lot of cancers that cause high rates of death in this country, what we're doing is the right thing, telling people to prevent those cancers by changing the environments around them is important. And knowing that for certain families, there are cancers that will run in families is an important message. But I think for a very long time, people have wondered when they've gotten cancer if they've done something wrong, if for their particular kind of cancer. So the article highlights, for instance, cancer of the small intestine. People have wondered if they've eaten something wrong or they've lived somehow wrong or if their children have to worry. What this article says is that for that particular kind of cancer, the environmental and genetic risks are small. It just happens to happen.
Are you worried, though, that most people won't read even the whole article, let alone the study? So they'll see a headline that basically seems to suggest doesn't matter what you do. So does that bum you out as a public health guy when that seems to be the big message?
So what I've learned over time is people are pretty smart. And even with headlines, people usually can figure out at least over time what the real message is. And fortunately now, we have better access to healthcare in this country than we've ever had before. So people should have providers, healthcare providers, who can help them understand what studies like this say. And more importantly, can help them know if the pain or ache or concern that they have is related to cancer and get diagnosed early. People need to be appropriately using healthcare and going for primary care and taking care of themselves.
Do you ever get frustrated at the messaging that seems to undermine your work? You know, we're all day, we're bombarded with messaging. You know, this study probably plays a very minor role, but we're bombarded with messaging that tells us, go ahead, go eat this thing, go do this, go drink this.
I think I've worked hard to understand why that messaging exists, that there's a market and there is human behavior. And we know, for instance, around salt, for instance, that when exposed to lots of salt, people get used to the taste of salt and want more.
Oh, yes.
So you may know in Philadelphia that there's an initiative working with Chinese takeout restaurants, where by making the people who cook in Chinese takeout restaurants aware of the problems of putting lots of salt into Chinese takeout food, there was a voluntary 20% reduction in sodium content in Chinese takeout in the city of Philadelphia. And that 20% reduction in salt in Chinese takeout food, as we understand it, hasn't been noticed by anybody. So we've been able to change the environment for people that promotes better heart health for lots of people who still have Chinese takeout many days for lunch. So they're healthier. They don't necessarily know why they're healthier, but we're promoting their health by changing the environment.
Don, thank you so much for being here.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for your interest.
Don Schwartz is a physician and a director at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. And this disclaimer, the foundation is a supporter of WHYY.